There are two things when you think of the Ari Hoffman Show that people normally think of us for. First one is demonizing the homeless. That's how we roll, right? So when Dale Costine says, oh, it's a housing affordability problem, we go, yeah, you're out of your mind. It's drugs, it's mental health, and yeah, housing's a small little piece of that, but come on, give us a break. The other thing we talk about is what people do to kids. We don't like when public schools mess with kids. We don't like when the government messes with kids. We don't like when your taxpayer dollars are being used to mess with kids. And our friends over at the Conservative Ladies of Washington have found, I want to call it a bombshell, and I'm surprised this isn't blowing up more, but that's why we're having our friend Julie Barrett on the show to discuss this, because this teen health hub that the Washington Department of Health is now paying for is basically all the things we feared from Senate Bill 5599. Julie, welcome the show.
Hey, Ari. Thanks for having me back.
Such a pleasure. So why don't you tell me what you found about this? It's not like it was really hiding, but you're the one who exposed it. Tell us what's going on.
Right. Well, this Teen Health Hub actually launched in December of 2023, and that's when I did my first article on this this platform that the government has launched. And then they came out a couple of weeks ago with some more information, kind of a report on their first 6 months. As you know, the laws in Washington state, as they pertain to minor children, have severely impacted my family. And so I tend to go down these rabbit holes on things that are alarming to me. And so the Teen Health Hub is a website where kids can go and they can learn about their rights as children, things that they don't have to tell their parents about, even legal representation if they want to file a CHINS petition, which is a child in need of services. It gives them all sorts of resources for everything from sexuality, contraception, gender-affirming care, places they can go to receive gender-affirming care, including so from everything from like chest binders, where they can get free chest binders, up to surgery. And it tells them how they can get these things paid for by the state.
And what I found more concerning about this is that they can do it without any parent authorization, without any parent approval, without their parents even knowing this is happening. I'll give you an example. My 20-year-old nephew, who's still living at home, excuse me, he's 19, just got back from college. Mom's still doing all his stuff. They will not release his documents to his own mother. Now, I get that he's over 18 and stuff, but he's still living at home, and we know what college kids are like, without his permission. However, the crazy thing is my niece, who is 15, they wouldn't release the information for. My daughter, who's 14, they won't release the information for without any of that. So basically, the kid can be going and getting abortions or getting sex change operations or getting any of that kind of stuff without the parents even knowing about it.
Right. And, you know, on that note, just last week, I had an incident. We have, as you know, I've left the state because of these laws that really hurt our family. My daughter was in Indiana. I'm in Florida. And our insurance company is in Washington. She was in the hospital, and I'm trying to communicate with the insurance company about coverage, and they're saying, we can't give you any information unless we get a signed consent form from your daughter, who is 17. So I have to coordinate with the hospital to try and get, you know, her signature on this form, and then they have to authenticate it and process it. It takes me 4 days, and those 4 days I'm paying out of pocket for inpatient hospitalization. I don't even live in the state, but because my insurance company is in Washington state, I have to abide by these ridiculous laws.
We're talking with Julie Barrett, who we call the Florida woman. She calls herself that. We're talking to her from, from Conservative Ladies of Washington. And something else about this is now Washington taxpayers, as you mentioned, you moved to Florida, but now Washington taxpayers could be on the hook for your daughter or other people who come from other states because their kids want to run away from home and come to Washington to get these services. And now we're on the hook for paying for the stuff, right?
Correct. Yes. So in that session in 2023, when 5599 was passed, they also passed House Bill 1469, which is called the SHIELD Law, which I, you know, calls this stuff protected health care. So that's abortion and anything having to do with gender. And that allows kids to come from other states and be protected and shielded from their own parents or legal authorities in their home state. And yes, you're correct. Washington taxpayers are paying for these services because the legislature also passed legislation that there is no cost sharing for patients. So all of this, if you don't have private insurance, it's paid for with your AppleCare.
Now, there's something else here on the Teen Health Hub that you posted on social media. It's a screenshot from their website, and you highlighted this. I'm just going to read it for a second here. You are sexually active with someone inappropriate based on your age and their age. So what? Pedophilia is okay now, and, you know, the Teen Health Hub is just going to cover that up for you?
Exactly. And you know that these, they've got another youth line that was just released last week, the Hear Me Wah hotline, which is kind of a snitch line, where you can go to find gender affirming care kind of thing. And it serves youth up to 25 years old. So can a 25-year-old, disclose something about sex with a minor? And because this line is confidential, they can't report it to police.
So this is really all the worst fears coming true of Senate Bill 5599 and the Shield Law and everything else. So I guess at this point, it's all law of the land, for lack of a better word. What can actually be done about this?
Well, aside from, repealing some of these laws, and we did have Initiative 2081, the Parents' Bill of Rights, which is a great step in the right direction in education, but it doesn't really touch some, these laws that we're talking about right now. And so parents really need to understand how dangerous this is. And these people actually go into the schools to tell kids about these resources because they want to promote these to the kids so that they'll use it. And so parents need to be one step ahead. Talk to your kids so that your kids know, really be on top of their social media. And as you know, I'm big on engage in the lawmaking process in your local city, county, and on a state level as well, because that's real, we need parents to speak up. And so we also need to be electing Republicans, and this is another election year. So, make sure that you're voting for your legislators in your district and voting for Republicans who will take a stand against this kind of thing.
Julie Barrett from Conservative Ladies of Washington. If you don't subscribe to their newsletter, you should right away. I can't believe I wasn't subscribed to it until this week. It's such a great resource for the absolute insanity that's going on here in Washington that you may not be aware of. Julie, if people want to learn more about you guys, how do they find out about you?
Head over to conservativeladiesofwa.com.
Julie Barrett from Conservative Ladies of Washington, a.k.a. the Florida Woman. Thank you so much for being with us today. Really do appreciate it.
Thanks for having me, Ari. Always a pleasure.
Always a pleasure to have you. We got a whole lot more to discuss as the show continues. You're listening to The Ari Hoffman Show on Talk Radio 570 KVI.